You've been listening to a special presentation of Dangerous Women, an original radio drama produced right here at WYSO. This is member-supported 91.3 WYSO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wyso.org. Broadcasting in HD, WYSO is a service of Antioch University for the Miami Valley. Support for WYSO comes from listeners like you and Five Rivers Metro Parks and the PNC Second Street Market, where on Saturday, farmers will be outside offering the last of this season's harvest, organic produce, fresh meats and cheeses, artisan breads, prepared foods, and more. Information is available online at metroparks.org/localfood. I am Juliette Frumhold, and we are getting ready to get Kaleidoscope underway here on 91.3 WYSO. Very happy to be with you. Hope you enjoyed the radio drama. We've got more great radio coming up for you right now. We've got a very special guest live in the studio. He's going to be playing some music for us, and we'll be talking to him. You've been hearing his new CD for the past couple weeks on the show. So I am very, very happy to welcome Karan Singh, who performs under the name The Freshwater, here into the WYSO studios for some live music.
Hope I don't love you. Hope I don't want you around. Hope I forget all this was bad. You're the strange face to me now. Hope I don't think you that often. Hope I don't thirst after you. We'll be right back.
Was Karan Singh playing music for us live here in the WYSO studios. We're going to be back to talk with him in just a moment, and we'll hear some more live music here in just a second. That's coming up next on Kaleidoscope.
I'm Nick Eliopoulos, host of Jazz Forward right here on WYSO each and every Thursday from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. It's the best in new and classic jazz, soul, and funk sounds. Right here on Jazz Forward, Thursdays, 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. on WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Just a moment ago, you heard some great live music from Karan Singh, and we've got him in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Very, very happy to have you here with us this evening on Kaleidoscope. And so we've been playing the new album for a couple weeks. And I want to start off by asking you, when did you start playing? Because both in your live performances and on the album, it just seems music seems to be such a part of you.
I started when I was either 15 or 16. I think 16.
And did you start with guitar or were you?
Yeah. I had a like a Sunburst electric, you know?
Yeah. And, you know, lyrically, you've got some really amazing complex stuff going. And I know you're also a blogger, and I see a lot of your writing on your blog. Is writing something you got into to be a songwriter, or have you always just been interested in writing in general?
It's not very conscious.
Just very natural, just sort of happens.
Like a phrase I like to use is, you know, when I'm torn apart by, you know, either ecstasy or agony, like ink pours where blood should be.
That's the perfect phrase for a great writer. And you're pretty prolific. You were telling me that you've got the new album, Last Year's Ghost, and then you've already written, what was it, like 40 songs?
Yeah.
So you're constantly writing all the time.
Lots of bleeding.
So what is your process like? I mean, is it normally the lyrics come first or the music or combination thereof?
Yeah.
Both.
Yes. It's sometimes the melody's in my mind and I just form words around it. And sometimes the words come first and I form a melody into it.
Well, tell me a little bit about your background. I know a little bit about your background from our conversations before you coming on the show, but if you could share a little bit of that with our listeners and tell me a little bit if you feel like that's influenced your writing and your music at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm convinced it's influenced. I don't think that you can really go through life without being impacted upon in some way. Sometimes conscious and unconscious. There's a lot of actors in my family. In India, there's a heavy portion of the culture is movies, especially in the modern day, post-slavery, post-occupation. And I think there's a theatrical element in my blood. And I think that a lot of that translates. I don't know. It's taken on a whole life of its own. I don't know what influences it. You know, I really thank whatever has because it lets me express myself.
Excellent, excellent. And you're also an actor. You told me that.
Fledglingly.
Fledgling actor. Do you do like musical theater?
I don't like musical theater very much. I actually, without my guitar, I feel I don't like singing without my guitar. I question if what I do is singing to begin with. That's what's most popular, so I'll do it. What I really like is straight plays and, either comedy or drama. Generally, it's more drama.
And have you ever thought, I'm just so curious because you're such a writer, have you ever thought about like writing a play?
Yes. Lately, I haven't had time to even be inspired, which is sad, I'm sure something will come down the pike. And really what I'd like to do is film one day.
Excellent.
Not write them, but I will if that makes me any revenue, but be in them. You know.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about the new album that we've been playing on the show.
Anything you want to know, tell me.
Oh, goodness, goodness. Well, tell me a little bit about recording it, because I know you recorded it down in Nashville.
Yeah. It was awesome. And I don't have to tell you, I was working with Patrick Himes and Blair Smart did some strings on it. And it was after 10 years, I've chased the sound. The first album I recorded was in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The second one was at a smaller – it was a very nice studio, but I think admittedly my engineer told me he did not know what he was doing, and it sounded that way. And I think that was good because I don't think I knew what I was doing. I really don't, beyond just some affection for myself, I don't necessarily like musically my old music. And this finally gave me the sound that I needed and that I wanted, and I chased for 10 years, and Patrick was a humongous part of that.
And as far as like, you know, you've got full band on the album and you've got strings and things like that. But here, you know, it's just you and the guitar. And I imagine that's how you're writing it. Mm-hmm. Was it hard to sort of translate you and the guitar into these full arrangements?
Or? Not necessarily. There's a whole band in my head. Lots of voices. But you know, it's really easy. It's easy working with really professional musicians. They're professional for a reason. It really made the whole process easier. It was a phenomenal collaboration. You know, try a lot of things. And I had parts written out for everything, but I didn't feel confident enough to record all of them. But Patrick's really good, so I did that. And Wes Tyree, by the way, introduced me to Patrick, which is thanks to him, you know.
Well, I think we want to let everybody hear one of the album tracks as well. Do you have any introduction you want to give this track at all?
Yes, this is probably the one track which just every time I listen to it, I just cannot believe it's me, you know, which is I think that one of the reasons I really like it. It just is, it's bigger than me. It's not me. And it was written in less than 10 to 15 minutes. And the guitar is fairly simple. And I actually wrote it a week before I went down, or not even a week, like 2 days before I went down to Nashville. So I had no plan whatsoever for it to be on the album. But there it is, and it's, you know, it still stands as, you know, arguably my favorite song on there. It's War in the Sycophant.
Well, let's have a listen to that one right now.
Sweet breakers of the day, come and take my light and stay in a place but gone astray. A busy man, his wife cried. Even strikes and the muscles grow. A minor heart and that broken soul. A past is just a jealous ghost. Without a try. The heart that shines with flames and thorns keeps me sick, blowing smoky horn. Only time that I've seen before is the Christ who comes before me dying. Reminisce, idolize that whore. Wood creeps on a bloody floor. A man rises like a shadow at your door when your love is here to find you hiding. Midnight has to love one's heart. Tell me to keep watch by the shore. The shower runs and the glory roars. A new father will keep his sword to fly. A calculated master's chain. Army rides on those who can, while those who won't sit suited and deciding. Cause we break this up today. Come and take my light and stay in their place, we're gone astray. It's a busy man with his wife crying.
That was Karan Singh and The Freshwater as a track from the new album. You can check it out here on the show, or we're going to let you know where you can check it out online. Karan, where can people find your music on the internet?
MySpace, so far. I mean, hopefully one day I'll have a website and things, but so far, either myspace.com/thefreshwater. The Freshwater. It's easier to spell than my name. Facebook.com/thefreshwater. I'd love to get messages. Even hate mail would be fantastic.
Let them know what you think. Well, so we were talking in the break and you were telling me a little bit about the story of the song that we were hearing. Yeah. And, you know, you've got things drawing from Indian stories and folklore and tradition. And there's also, you know, a lot of modern relevance mm-hmm. there as well. When you're writing, is that something that you're doing consciously, or is that something that's just sort of happening as you're writing?
It happens, but I don't know. But I will say I'm very conscious to at least have a couple of meanings in most lines that I write. It gives me a lot to work with and a lot to draw from. And I think that things should have a couple of layers, you know, so you can kind of dig into them, sink into just a line, you know, which is like really good writings like that, right? Thus Spoke Zarathustra by Friedrich Nietzsche, Walter Kaufman translation. Everyone should read this, you know. Like you just sink. It's amazing how he writes, you know. And so I definitely like that. But at the same time, it also helps me, it's a good juxtaposition for I want to write like an arrow, when I want to have a very specific single meaning pointedly. There's a juxtaposition between the two that also makes writing easier.
And you know, with being so prolific and doing all this writing, how did you decide what goes on this album and what's going to go on the next one?
Lots of coin tosses. No. I don't know. These things happen. It's fun. It's really, I like to watch things grow because they're just like an extension. I'm just a part of what happens around me.
And so, are you doing much live performing at the moment or
no? Yeah. Lots of school and work.
Yeah, yeah. Any plans in the future? I mean, would you like to do like touring or?
Yeah, I mean that's the I don't know. I don't know if it's for everyone, but I think most people that pick up a guitar, that would be heaven to be able to share the inside of your heart like that. You know what I mean? To people that want to hear it, you know, to get feedback. It's just fun. It's just so fun. So definitely, if anyone ever needs me to open. Everyone wants me to do anything like that, I will absolutely do it. You know, again, myspace.com/freshwater. I don't check that one as much. Facebook.com/freshwater. Yeah, all that stuff. I want to get into it. Sell my songs. Even I'd love to just sell my songs, even if I can't perform them. You know.
Well, tell me a little bit about performing, because it seems like these songs are such an intimate part of you, and performing, you're really like, you know, you're up there and you're out there in mm-hmm. front of everyone. Is that something that is, I mean, do you find it harder to perform your songs live, or is it easier or somewhere in between?
I think my songs, I have a feeling that my songs truly, you know, come to life when I do them live. I think they're gestating before that, and I think when I finally do them live, I can they come to life. They take the first few steps. You know?
That's I love that. That is so awesome. Yeah, that's a really great image, because it is kind of like people hearing it gives it life or gives it energy.
Yeah, just I can't explain it. It's completely different. There's nothing like it. No feeling like it in the world, man.
Yeah,
especially Canal Street. Love playing at Canal Street.
It's a great room.
Yeah,
great
I love room. Canal Street. It is so far my favorite place to play.
So, what's on the agenda next? So you've got this album out, and you've got more songs written. Are you gonna go back in the studio pretty soon, or wait a little while? Or?
I have to focus very much on the end of this year, because it's a lot. I have a lot of responsibilities to take care of, a lot of plates spinning, and I have to do. You know, my best at all those. And I also think it wouldn't be fair to myself to try and record an album in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. And I just had one come out, and it's expensive.
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, these other songs, like I am out of my mind excited. I mean, I recorded this album last October. It's a year, man. You know what I mean? That's a record of time gone by. So I want to record like this time, you know, and I can't wait. We've etched out a groove. We'll work it. The water will flow easier. You know, I had a lot of really good people helping me and, you know, kind of learn how to work with one another and all that. So I don't know. After I'm done with all this, and I don't know, take it one day at a time, I guess. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But ready to dive back in when the opportunity presents itself.
Can't even get out of it.
You know? So if people want to get a copy of the album.
Yeah. Shoot me a message. There's no obstruction between artist and listener here. You know, eventually it'll be on iTunes. It just takes I just have not made time to put it up there. So, and then plus there's like a 6 to 8 week backlog on iTunes for anyone listening.
Well, is there anything else that you would want people to know about your music or about you or?
I call myself a madman. I really like when people tell me I'm crazy. You know? I think that that's I think that's important to be a little mad. Like I don't know. From what I've seen in history, all the you know, the people that really kind of were ahead of their time were called mad. You know, Christ, Nietzsche, all these people. You know, they're called nuts. So. As much as I can be, I'd like to go, man, Morrison, he was crazy.
Yeah.
Listen to Ray LaMontagne. That's something I'd like to tell people. He changed my entire life.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, who are some of your influences stylistically? I can definitely hear some Ray LaMontagne influence there. Yeah. Who else do you like to listen to?
Oh, you know, lots of people. Started out, I think, like most people. I'd like to think it like most people. I started out... with Dylan, obviously, you know, a huge, huge Dylan fan. And really he kind of heard this wonderful, wonderful thing said about him. I can't remember who said it, but he kind of sucked the air out of the room of singer-songwriters, you know? So you ever see anyone with like a, sometimes I play harmonica, you know, I play guitar and it's just like, okay, that's Bob Dylan. You know, him, Ray LaMontagne. So I'll tell you this little story. I started playing because of Dylan. I heard Don't Think Twice, It's All Right off the Freewheeling, which everybody should own that album.
That's a great album. Yeah, great song,
phenomenal.
Too.
Phenomenal. Yeah, and what a song, you know? And just the way he does it. And I remember thinking to myself, I must have been 16. You know, there's all this emotion with just his fingers, his guitar, his voice, and his words. And I wanted to start playing guitar. I wanted to be able to achieve that one day. I heard last summer, probably was, I heard Ray LaMontagne live down in Cincinnati. And I heard him on a Saturday night, and... all the way till Wednesday, Juliet, I was just depressed. I wanted to sell my guitars. I was so sad. I can't explain it to you. I was just like, why? Like, so like with Dylan, I thought, okay, I can try and make something so wonderful. And after listening to Ray, you know, I must have been, 10 years later, I guess. I just thought I will never, ever make anything that wonderful. And that incredible and awe-inspiring. I mean, he had me just transfixed. And that Wednesday night, you know, torn up a little bit, you know, Ink Like Blood comes out. And I wrote this song called Song to Ray, which I don't really even remember how to play anymore. I have a lot of songs. I have over 500 songs written. I only maybe remember like six most of the time, you know, unless I write them down for myself. And so those two, and I listened to like really good hip hop, you know, like actually good hip hop, not just, like pop hop or hip hop, you know?
Yeah.
What else? My writing is just mostly the authors that I've read. I don't know. It's tough to talk about yourself. I don't know. What do you think?
You know? Well, let me ask you. You said writing wise, your influences are a lot of authors.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that sometimes, you know, there are a lot of great songwriters that take their influence, their writing influence from literature.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that can present like a problem with being accessible sometimes? Because sometimes I hear people say, oh, well, you know, they take their influence from an author, but, you know, the average person who doesn't read a lot isn't going to get that. Do you think that's a problem or is that a concern of yours?
No, I've never even thought about that. You know, I figure everyone has emotions. The average person and the one who likes to read, which I would hope would be the average person would like to read, you know? So really, you know, and people can access music if they want, and they access it in their own way, which is what's so amazing about it. It's so subjective and yet so like eternal, like it just never stops, you know, it's really cool.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear next? Some of the upcoming songs that you're gonna play here.
Well, let's see. I'm gonna try and do a few softer songs, so you know that I don't just yell all the time. You know, and some ones. I'll play this one I wrote. Like some of these songs, like they just kind of come through me. There's nothing behind them. When I write the lyrics, I want the lyrics to be, you know, kind of quirky, tongue in cheek, you know, a little pithy if possible. But they don't actually mean anything to me. And after I get done writing them, then I realize, oh, this is the part of my heart that was writing, you know? And I'm like, oh, that's because it does mean something to me. I just don't know it at the time. So maybe play one of those. Then I also think that, you know, with the world kind of becoming flat, the idea of writing music as because I, you know, I don't know what I call my music. People ask me what you play. I don't know. So I call it like folk rock, but call it what you want, really. But the idea of like folk music is music about the people around there, the folks that live around you. And so one day, I think this was last winter. I was driving on Mad River Road. Do you know where that is?
Yeah.
Okay. So like people around Dayton may know where Mad River is. People in Arkansas or California, they don't know about Mad River Road. So you know how Mad River's there and then like Paragon's here? And mm-hmm. they're fairly close, but they're very different types of roads. So I wrote this song called Fool for Love with a Heart of Stone because I was on Mad River Road and this melody came to me. I was like, someone has to write a song about this. Which I really like the Mad River Players because they use that, you know. It's folky. It's from here.
Yeah.
So I'll probably play that song and kind of see where it goes after that, you know.
All right. All right. Well, I think we're going to let Karan get all set up with his guitar, and we'll be back in a few minutes to hear some more live music. In the meantime, here's a preview of what's coming up on the show next week for our Halloween special.
Ah, piggies, this is Baron Von Porkchop from The Terrifying Tales of the Macabre. I'm here to tell you to tune in and listen to me October 27th on Kaleidoscope, the Halloween edition. So tune in, piggies. It's going to be a scary time.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been talking to Karan Singh. He performs under the name The Freshwater, and we're going to hear some more live music from him right now.
All right. I always feel like I need to hold my guitar like Johnny Cash when I sing this song. This is a Fool for Love with a Heart of Stone.
Lives on Mad River, while my wife stays home on Paragon Road. And I wonder if they'd ever tell each other about me. Live a lie just to have a man coming home. My baby, now she's sleeping on Mad River, while my wife, she's crying on Paragon Road. And I wonder they'll remember me in the morning or will the evening bring them another man they could take home. My wife raises our child on Paragon Road, and I wonder if I could ever walk away clean and smiling, or will this all end? She's yelling on Mad River, while my wife packs up on Paragon Road. And I wonder if they've spoken what they could have said
I was a fool for love, a heart of stone. Baby, now she's getting married on while my wife locks the doors on Paragon. And I wonder if they'd ever come and find me where I lay now, 6 feet below the Ohio snow. Question has grown as you made my house into a home. Won't you stay with me while the mountains weep, as the streams meet the ocean, the carnival runs the streets? Won't you stay? Keep on falling, crawling on the ground. Baby, set your roots right down. The distant choir sings a song carried on the breeze as you take your throne, my queen. So won't you stay? On to the seasons, moon with the sea. Won't you stay with me? Question that has grown as you felt my door draw close. And baby, I won't leave like the others you've seen, like time to a dead man. I ask you to believe, baby, I won't leave, 'cause you stay with me, 'cause you stay with me, 'cause you stay
That was Karan Singh live in the WISO studios. Excellent, excellent live performance. You can check him out, myspace.com, facebook.com/thefreshwater. Karan, I want to thank you so much for coming out and playing with us.
Awesome.
That was, once again, Karan Singh, The Freshwater. Check it out. The new album's great. Go online, check it out. And if you missed any part of this or you want to hear it again, it'll be available to stream tomorrow afternoon on WYSO.org. Right now we're going to hear from the Avett Brothers. This is one off of The Gleam on Kaleidoscope.
When I drink, I say things I don't want to say. Things I don't wanna do.